Let's take it three lines down from the top. The Gemara says, "Amar Yehuda Marav, Kol Mariv Atzmo B'Shnei Ravon Nitami Misa Mashuna." Person who starves himself during the years of famine, he'll be saved and protected from any strange type of death. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, "Birava Fadecha Mimaves," that with famine you'll redeem yourself from maves. Asks the Gemara, "May Rav Mibale from?" You should be saved from starvation. What do you mean? Not through? Not with starving? So El of the drasha is Einachanami Hachikamar Bischar Shemarv Atzmo B'Shnei Ravam. The reward one gets for starving himself with everybody else, he's with everyone in the same tsar and pain as everyone else. B'Shnei Ravam needs some misa mishuna. By doing so, then the person will be protected from any strange type of misa. Says the Gemara, Amar Yishlak, Shishlakish says, also the Adam L'shamish Mitasa B'Shnei Ravon, Tashmish is also during the years of famine, Shinemar, it says in the Pasuk, Ula Yosef Yulad Shnei Vanim, B'Terem Tavo Shnas HaRav, that he had two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, before the famine came. So we see Dafka, before it was Mutter, but afterwards, once or during, it would be Aser. And the Gemara says, Tana Chasuche Banim, Mishamshin Mitosein B'Shnei Ravon. However, those, as Rashi said, who do not have children, Chasuche Lashin Chaseri, those who are not Zocha to children, so they actually would be permitted during Shnei Ravon in order to fulfill the mitzvah Peruvu. Meaning, if they haven't yet fulfilled the mitzvah Peruvu, for them it would be permitted. So why is it also Lashamish Mitosein B'Shnei Ravon? So Rashi and the Mir HaMachlok, as Rashi writes, because also Lashamish Mitasu B'Shnei Ravon, the Tzarech Adam Linog Tzar Batzmo, you have to be in the same pain as everybody else. The Meiri quotes him, the Yushami says, no, it's a different reason. It's because the world is being destroyed with no famine, so it would be inappropriate for you to build a world. It just goes against the nature of the overall world. So according to this, they say the Nafkamin is that, according to point out, is this very Gemara. The Gemara says, if one does not have children yet, so according to Rashi, even though you should be in Tzar with the rest of the world, but if you have a mitzvah peruvu, that overrides that tsar. But if the point is you're going against the world is being destroyed and you're creating the world, doesn't make a difference. They point out even if one has not yet had children, it will still be us in the Shamish Mitasa according to this Yushalmi. So look at a fascinating question Tosas asks on the top here. There are like 10 answers found in the Rishonim and the Achron, and we'll share a few of them. But Tosas asks the following Shaila. So we see that during Shnas Ravon, during famine, years of famine, it's us in the Shamish Mitasa. Asks Tosas, Zim Tomar. That she was born during as they entered into Mitzrayim. Vosa es Ravaya, 9 months prior, it was still during the Shnas Ravon, still during the years of famine. So how is that allowed? But Karachach Shimshu Mitosa Mitoseir in Bishnei Ravon. So how is that allowed? So Tosa answers via Shlomer, Dilachuli Alma Lohavi Aser Elamisha Rotzilino Gasma Bechasidus. Only, not really an Isser. It's only for those who want to meet this Chasidus. The Yosef Lo Shimash. So the Orach Chaim quotes his toast, says, you're telling me Levi wasn't a chassid? They wanted to meet his chassidus? So Orach Chaim has a difficult way to understand this. So he says differently, and many have different answers. So some say, no, this is pshat. That the Isser here, as Rashi said, is to, you have to be linog tsar ba'atzma, you have to be the tsar of the tzibur. So Yosef thought there was a famine, and his father was in tsar, no one had food. So he had to fast. He had to, rather, Isser l'shamish mitaso. But Levi was with Yaakov Avinu. He knew they had plenty of food, as the pasuk says. They weren't a bitzar. There's no ravon for them. They just didn't want everyone else to look upon them. Oh, you guys got food. You don't have to go down to Mitzrayim. So they went down to Mitzrayim just to give the impression as if they don't have food. But Lamaisa, Yaakov Avinu was not bitzar. So since Levi knew that he was not bitzar, his father wasn't in tzar, he did not have to know this Isser. But Yosef, who did not know what's going on, he said, there's a famine in the world. My father must be in terrible tzar. Only for him, he had the Isser, Shamish Mitaso. Another pshat brought down by the Dasa Kanim, he writes that this is the machloket between Levi and Yosef as follows. How do we paskin the gabi puravu beis hillel beis shammai? Beis shammai says you need two boys. Beis hillel says you need a boy and a girl. So Yosef had two boys already, Ephraim and Asher. He was yotzei the mitzvah. He's potter for the mitzvah. But Levi did not yet have any girls yet. So according to Yosef's understanding of paskin like beis shammai, Levi already had boys. So for Levi, it would be asher l'shamish mitasu. He didn't have boys yet. But Levi really paskin like Beis Hillel. They need a boy and a girl. He didn't have a girl yet, so he was Zochah Dav Yocheved to fulfill the mitzvah Peruvu. So for him, it was Mutter. All right, there are many other answers. One answer, the Marsha says, that the Leil Tvila is Mutter during Shnas Ravon. The rest of the nights will be Usher, but Leil Tvila is Mutter, so Levi Yocheved must have been from the Tashmish of Leil Tvila. Okay, back inside the Gemara now. The Gemara then says, Tanya Rabbanan, the Braisa teaches us as follows, some more Agadata, that Bizman She Yisrael Shruin B'Tzar, when Klai Yisrael is in a place of Tzar, Upirsh Echamen, one person does not practice the ways of Tzar of everybody else, he distances himself, Two malachim who in general escort a person from place to place, they place their hands on the head of this individual who is not shruim b'tzar, and they say, ploni zeh, shepirish min ha-tzibur al yira b'nechamas ha-tzibur. This person who did not partake, he did not participate in the tzar of the tzibur, the pain and the discomfort, this person should not be zochet to see the comfort, the nechama, the gula, and the yeshua of this particular tzibur. Tan idach, the Brisa, another Brisa says, bizman she tzibur shari b'tzar, when the tzibur is practicing, they're experiencing some type of pain, al yomer adam eilich lebesi v'ocha v'eshtu v'sham alecha nafshi. Don't, a person shouldn't say, oh, okay, it's for them. Me, I've got plenty of food. I'm going to go home. I'm going to eat. I'm going to drink. I'm going to be in peace. Vim osa kain, a person who does do this, alava kasid omer, the pasuk Yeshaya says, v'hinei sason v'simcha, harug bakar v'shachot tzon, achal bas v'shasos yayin, achal v'shasos kimachar namus. This person who's enjoying life because everyone else is in tzar, while everyone else is in tzar, in the end he's going to die. Umaksid basi, what does it say afterwards? V'nigla v'azne Hashem tzvakos, is going to be revealed in the eyes of Hashem, in the ears of Hashem rather, and yuchupar avanazel lachem atimusun. This person who is not nog b'tzar like the rest of the tzibur will not receive a kapar until the day of his death. So it's not a very good thing to separate from the tzibur, especially when the tzibur is sharu b'tzar. So ad kan midasvei beinim. That's an average guy. But the Gemara says further, about midas rishoyim, about a real Russia, maksiv, what does it say about a Russia? A soyu vechayayna, bring me, and I'll take some wine. V'nisba, let me get drunk. Sheichar v'ayakazay yom machar, and I'll drink today and tomorrow as well. And maksiv, basi, what does it say afterwards? Hatzadik oved, vein ish sam alev, ki mipnei ra nesav and hatzadik. The tzadik was nifter, and the people are not paying attention that the person dies because Baruch Hu says he took this person away really because he was a Rasha, because he did not act in the way of the rest of the Tzibur. So the Gemara then says, Ella, what should a person do then? If the Tzibur is Shari B'tzar, Yitzar Adam im Tzibur. A person should make himself uncomfortable with the rest of the Tzibur. Shekein Matzina B'Moshe Rabbeinu Shetzir Atzma im Tzibur. Moshe Rabbeinu himself did this. How so? Shenemar says, V'dei Moshe Kredim. When Moshe Rabbeinu was standing on top of the mountain, when it came to the Mechama against Amalek, his hands were getting very heavy. His body was getting heavy. V'ichu Evin V'yasimu Sachta V'yeshev Aleh. He placed a rock and sat on top of the rock to rest a little bit. V'chilo haya lo l'moshe kar achas o keses. Achas l'yeshev Aleh. He didn't have a little cushion to sit on top of. He had to sit directly on the rock. Ela kachamar Moshe. Moshe said, Ho v'yisrael shurim mitzar. They're fighting. They're in a war right now. So afaniya yeh mitzar. I need to be in the same tzar. I can't sit in a comfortable chair while they're busy fighting. I must be in a similar type of tzar as they're in. So v'chol ha-mitzar atzma minat tzibur. And those who do put themselves in a position of discomfort along with the tzibur, zoche v'rob v'nechamas tzibur, will be zoche to see the Yeshua of the particular tzar. Shema Yomar, a person perhaps would say, Adam, me maybe. Who's going to tell? Who will know? Who will know what I'm doing? I'll try to pretend I'm fasting. I'll pretend I'm bitzar. At home, I'll eat, I'll drink. Who's going to know about what I'm doing inside my house? Avnei Basel shall Adam, the Kuros Basel shall Adam me Edenbo. The rocks of a person's house, his beams of his house, the wood and the stone will testify about a person. Shenemar test in the Pasuk. Ki Evin Mikir Tizak, their stones are going to scream out. And the wood is going to respond. So they're going to testify about your actions in the privacy of your own home. Says the Gemara further, Rabbi Shila Amar Shnei Malachi Asharis Melavin LaLaAdam, the two Malachim who escort people in general, Hain Me'idin Alav, they're going to testify about the person, Shneimar Ki Malachi Yitzave Lach, that they're going to tell Kadosh Baruch Hu, tell Bezdin Shemal what you did and what you did wrong and what you did right. Rabbi Chidka Omer Nishmasa Shel Adam He Me'id Alav. Internally, your own neshama is going to admit to what you have done wrong. Shenemar Mishachev Es Chaykecha Shmar Pischei Ficha. That which rests within you, within your chayk, that's going to open up and tell us what you had done. The Yesham others say Evar Shel Adam Me'idim Bo. One's own limb is Shenemar V'Atem Me'idinu Mashem. You yourself will be the Edim. So there are no shortage of different witnesses who are going to testify about a person who does not practice along the tzar of the tzibur. Says the Gemara further now, El Amuna Vein Avel. So El Amuna means Kishem Shenifram in Arisham, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes those who were Risham, Liom Haba, Afila Alavera Kala Sheosin, even on a small Avera, they're going to get punished for. Kach nefram in atzadikim b'om hazeh alaveir kal she'osin. So too, Kach Rechel punishes the tzadikim, their averos, but they get punished in this world, so they have a clean slate for the olam haba. Ve'ein avel means what? K'shem she'mishalmin tzchar l'tzadikim l'olam haba, that the tzadikim get reward for good deeds, afil ha'mitzvah kal she'osin, even a small deed, they'll get tzchar in olam haba. Kach mishalmin tzchar l'sham b'olam hazeh, afil ha'mitzvah kal she'osin. So the Rishon gets schar as well, but their schar comes in this world, as we know. Tzadik of Yashua Kadosh Baruch Hu is righteous in his ways. So Amru the Chacham said further, B'shas p'tirasa shel Adam, lebeis olamo. When a person passes away, neshama goes up to Shemayim, kol ma'asav nifratim lefanav, all his actions are going to be detailed in front of him. Ramum lov, they're going to say, each of the actions themselves are going to say, kach v'kach asisa b'makam ploni, b'yam ploni, you did this and that in this particular place. But who Omer? Hain, and he said, yes, I did this. You admit to everything you've done that your own actions will say in front of you in Bez and Shemala. Ramallah, the Malachim are going to say, Chosim, you have to sign on your Averos. For Chosim, you're going to sign that, yes, you did this wrong and you did that wrong. Scary stuff. Shenamar, it says in Eov, Biyad kol adam yachtam, with your own hand, your own signature, you're going to sign off for everything you've done wrong. V'lo, oh, not only that, Ela shematzdik alav esadin, you're going to also pray to Kadosh Baruch whose justice is a judgment against you. He's right for judging me this way. I did this and that wrong. V'omelam yofid dantuni, correct in judging me this way. L'kai ma shenamar, to fulfill what it said, l'man titzak b'derecha, that this is a fulfillment of your own words, you're going to praise a Kadosh Baruch whose fair and justice judgment. So Amr Shmuel, so slightly different topic now. Shmuel says, more of halacha now. Kol ha-yoshe b'taynis nikra chote, one who fasts is called the chote, he's a sinner. So how does he know? Savar ki hai tani, he holds like the following tana. The tani, the Braisa tells us, there's a machlokas when it comes to a person who's a nazir, whether that's a good thing or that's a bad thing. So the opinion of Rabbi Elazar HaKafar B'Rebbe Omer, Ma tamalomer, what does it mean when it says, V'chi per olava me'asher chote al nefesh, a person needs kapara on that which he sinned. What did he do wrong? He was a nazir. It sounds like a wonderful thing. V'chi be'ezen nefesh chote zeh. He held back. He refrained from enjoying a Kadosh Baruch Hu's creation. The Kadosh Baruch Hu created wine for us to enjoy, and he decided not to enjoy it for at least 30 days. If a person who's a Nazir is called the Chote, he just removed one part of just wine from his life, but everything else he enjoyed. He enjoyed steaks, he enjoyed this and that, and yet he's still called the Chote. So how much more so? Matar atzmo mikol davar v'davar. Person refrains from every enjoyment of the world. He's fasting. Alachas kama v'kama is such a person called the chote. So a person shouldn't fast. Rabbi Elazar, Omer Elazar says, no, I disagree with you. I think nikra kadosh. A person who's a nazir is called a kadosh. He's on the highest levels. Of course, this is a very deep machlokas. How a person should act. It's machlokas. Perm is Yom Kippur. The same idea. Yom Kippur is a very holy day. Purim is even a higher day. Yom Kippur is a day of refraining, it's a day of fast day. Purim is a day of engaging in food. So this is a big machlok that goes back to the Tanaim and even earlier. So he says, your nikra kadosh, shenemar tez by a nazir in Parshas Naso, kadosh yihyeh gadol pera sarosho, a person who's a nazir, those who let their hair grow long because he's a nazir, he's kadosh yihyeh. It's a kadosh, not a chote. So ma zeh shelo tzir atma el medavar echad. A person who only refrains from one item, mainly wine, and he's called Nikra Kadosh, Hamatar Asma Mikoldavar, a person who holds back from every food, all drinks and foods, namely his Yoshe B'tainis, Alachas Kama V'Kama, how much more so should such a person be called the Kadosh? So Shmuel, who called the person a Chote, Hai Baha Ikre Kadosh, doesn't the Pasuk also call a Nazir a Kadosh? How does he deal with that word, that Pasuk? Hahu Agidul Perakai. He's referring to the hair itself is a davar shem kedusha. The person is a chote. His hair, when a person practices naziris, his hair becomes kadosh, it's asir b'hana, it's used as part of the karbanos, but the individual, he's not a kadosh, he's a chote. Well, Rabbi Elazar, hanik a chote, now Rabbi Elazar, who felt that a nazir is taka kadosh, so doesn't the pasuk also call him a chote? What does he do with the word chote? Hahu disav nafshe. That's a nazir who becomes tameh and has to start his count all over again. Then we view the days that he practiced in Naziris, which are now lost, that are behind him, which are not counted anymore. Those days were chote because he was not fulfilling a mitzvah. But a Nazir who keeps the Naziris completely tahor, that person in Achnami is called a Kadosh. So then the Gemara says, Umi Amar Rebbe Elazar Hachay, does Rebbe Elazar really say this? That a Yoshe B'tainis is called a Kadosh? V'ha'amar Rebbe Elazar, doesn't Rebbe Elazar himself say, Li'olam Yomud Adam Asma, a person should always calculate, he should measure himself, he should view himself, Kilu Kadosh Shari Besoch Meyav, as if there's Kedusha in his own body. Shenamar bekirbucha kadosh v'lo ava beir. This we applied early in the Masechta about the city of Yerushalayim and the Yerushalayim Shalmala, Yerushalayim Shalmata, but he's referring to a person's own innards, his inside should be kadosh. Look at Rashi writes, says Rashi in the top here of Amud Beis here, kilu kadosh shari besoch meyav, kilu kol meyav kadosh v'yosel achisham. Everything that's inside you, all the food, all the drink, all the waste is kadosh. Don't view this as something that's weakening you. You shouldn't fast. That which you intake is all kadosh. So Rabbi Elazar himself says it's kadosh that which you eat. So how can we say earlier that he says those who are Yoshi B'tainis is called kadosh? Which one's kadosh? One who eats or one who fasts? And the Gemara says, Lokashu, there is no contradiction. Depends on a person's ability, a person's nature. A person's able to fast, that's a high level. That person is Yoshe B'tainus, he's Kadosh. A person who can't fast, and we pressure him to fast, he's not called Kadosh, he's called the Chote. That person who can't fast, he should actually be eating, and when he eats, he has to view everything that he takes inside as Bekirbecha Kadosh, and that's the difference. Reish Lakish adds further. Reish Lakish says, Amar, a person who fasts is Nikra Chassid, not a Kadosh, maybe also a Kadosh, but he's also called the Chassid. Shenem Mar, it says in Mishlein, Gomel Nafsho Ish Chesed, V'ocher She'ero, and the pasuk is Achzari. What that means is a person who's fasting the way they darshan, the person who's fasting, so if he's doing L'Shem Shemayim, that person is called a Kadosh. A person, if you look at Rashi, Nikra Chesed. Hamis'ane, one who fasts. Dichsev Gomel Nafsho Ish Chesed, Mafesh Asma, a person who separates Mimaychel and Mishta, he's Gomel Nafsho, his nefesh is removed from eating and drinking. When you completed, when Yitzchak was weaned, goma means to separate from something. So mipimor, that's what we heard from his Rebbe. Where he nami lashon tigmol shemashim nafshu lekono, where he gives, he offers his body. Either way, this is a reference to a person who's fasting. He's called the chassid. However, one who fasts ve'ochen sheiro hamisana umachesh bisaro nika achsar. But a person who goes to such an extent where he weakens his body, he's doing it maybe to lose weight, or maybe just making his body weak. Not L'Shem Shemayim, it's not because he's dedicated to Hashem. That person is called Achzari. Person's called a cruel individual. You have to have the fasting L'Shem Shemayim. But those who are fasting L'Shem Shemayim, such people are called a Chassidim. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Shesha V'Shesha says, Hai Bar Beirav, a person who learns, a Ben Torah, a Talmud Chacham, a person sitting in Yeshiva, the Yosef B'Tanisa who sits in fast, Leichel Kalbe L'Sheruso, that fast isn't good. It's, we say, as if he didn't eat anything, they compare it to as if the dog ate his food. Meaning, we don't encourage a B'nai Yeshiva to fast, because if they fast, they're not going to be able to learn properly. So the Gemara says further, Amar Rebbe Yirmiya Bar Abba, Ein Tainis Tzibor B'Bavel El Tishbav B'Vat. So now we're talking about fast days, so it makes his comment, we'll talk more about Tishbav later in the parak. That person, the only tainus tzibur, which Rashi defines a tainus tzibur is, that in terms of all the chumras of a tainus, in terms of avelus, in terms of the iser nias sandal, and so on and so forth, the only tainus that we have that's a full 24 hours outside of a Yom Kippur, which is not a din of avelus, it's a different type of tzom, the tainus of a tzibur is only Tisha B'Av. So Gemara then says, Amr b'yirbir ba'abar b'amr ishlokish, ein tam l'chocham, rashai leishe b'tainus, that was a svara we saw above, that the reason why one who learned the Talmud Chacham should not be fasting because it's going to detract from his ability to learn b'mlecha shemayim, to learn properly, and therefore he should not have himself fasting. Again, these seem to be a different series of halachas, not all correlated to each other, of course, about tainus, but no strong correlation between the statement of Tisha B'Av being a tainus tzibur and the Talmud Chacham not being able to sit down. So now the Gemara says, we saw in the Mishnah on yesterday's daf, that Olchen v'shosin mishach hashecha, that we had said that the first series of fast days, for when it doesn't rain, we said that they're allowed to eat and drink the night beforehand. They have to stop eating the morning of at sunrise, but the night they're allowed to eat. So Gemara now has a comment about the fast. Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Huna, Yochid shekiba lov tainus, a person, an individual, who's makabel himself to fast from the day before, and there's a din of a person being makabel fast. If you ever look in mincha time, Mincha, it says at the end of Hiratzon, it says there you could be makabel fasting yourself. So a person should be makabel fast when it comes to Tainis Yachid. We don't need to do this because a Tainis Tzibor, it's already niskava by the Tzibor. But a person wants to take upon himself a Bahab, let's say, after Yom Tovim, a Tainis Yachid, for it to be considered fast, you have to be makabel the Mincha beforehand. So a person's makabel fast beforehand, afilu achel v'shasa kohalayla, even though he eats and drinks all night long, that's fine. Lamachar who mispalat tefilas tainus. The next day he could still say tefilas tainus, which means anenu. We say anenu on fast days, So a person who's who has a tainus yachid, he would also say anenu. So what we learn from here is that a fast day doesn't mean you have to fast the night before and as well. It means only the next day. So you could daven mincha, mekabel tainus the next day, eat your night, eat your dinner, and then the next morning you could have the tainus and you should say anenu. So then the Gemara says, lan ba tanisa. Let's say a guy has really great self-control. He fasts the full day. He's makabel. Let's say Sunday, he's makabel, fast on Monday. So he fasts all Monday. Monday night, he says, you know what, I'm not hungry. I'm going to continue to fast now into Tuesday as well. That person, lan ba tanisa, so he falls asleep without even eating. He fasts the next night, Monday as well. Einu mispalel tefilas shel tainus. That Tuesday, he does not recite on Einu because that was not part of the Kabbalah. The Kabbalah on Sunday was only to fast on Monday. He realized he had extra strength. He pushed it into Tuesday, but that's not called tainus. The only way you could say tefillas anenu if there was a Kabbalah from the before him. Had he, let's say, said on Sunday, I want to fast on Monday and Tuesday, l'chor, that should work for a two-day fast, the person that has such abilities, and he would, Einach Hanami, say anenu as well on Tuesday. So now the Gemara says, what's the reason for this? So Amar of Yosef, Yosef wants to understand why you wouldn't say anenu on the Tuesday. My kasavra Ravuna, what does Ravuna hold him? So Gemara says, Svirle, Ravuna Svirle, Ein Mesanin Lashaos, Odilma Mesanin Lashaos, Ha Mesanin Lashaos, Ein Mespalot Tfias Tainus. Is he saying, this guy, the word the Tainus Lashaos is unclear how this means, we'll look at Rashi's understanding. Rashi says, since I was not Makabel, the Tainus on Tuesday, Tuesday's not a Tainus. That's called Tfias Lashaos. It just means I was able to push my tainus into a few hours into Monday night, Tuesday, so I continued to fast as well. So what he's saying is that tefillah shos is not a tainus at all, so nothing to speak of, that's why there's no tefillah sainenu. Or no, einach hanami, it's called a tainus. It's called a tainus, Tuesday is called a tainus, but legave, the tefillah sainenu, you still can't say tefillah sainenu without there being a kabbalah before it. So in other words, is a tefillah shos, is it called a tainus, the shos, is that called a tainus, or is it not called a tainus? That's the question. So the Gemara says, Amar Le Abaye. Abaye says, Li Olam, in reality, Kasavar Ravuna Misan L'Shaos. It is called Misan L'Shaos. It's called a Tvila. It's called a Tainus, rather. But Misan L'Shaos, Mispal Tvila's Tainus. And one who actually does have a partial fast day will actually say a Tvila's Anenu in general. But Shiny Hacha, Dika Shaos Delila, Delo Kabbalai Mikara. Here the problem is that you were not Makabel on the fast. Meaning, if I wanted to be Makabel myself, I want to fast tomorrow till 2 p.m. That's called a Tainus L'Shaos. That's a partial fast day. That's a good Tainus, and I actually would say it Tfilas Anenu if I made it through Mincha time. I would say it, actually. But here, I was not Makabel. It was my Monday fast just continued seamlessly into Tuesday, and there's no Kabbalah, and that's the problem. But had there been a Kabbalah, even if it was a partial fast day, that would be acceptable, and I would say Tfilas Anenu. So Gemara then says, Marukva, Ikle le Ginzak. One time, Marukva visited the city of Ginzak, and by Mene, they asked him the following Shaila. Misanin l'shaos or ein misanin l'shaos? Is there a concept of fasting for a few hours or not? Does that exist? Lohava biyade. He did not have the answer. Kankanin shal nachrim asurno o mutar. Let's say you have some jugs of non-Jewish owned bottles of wine. The bottles are empty, and they wanted to know whether or not you could use them, or it does become asr, because since they had the yai nesek that was in it, it trafes up the bottles. What's the din? So he says, lohav biyade. He did not have the answer for this either. Then they asked him a third question. B'mashimesh Moshe kol shivasi memelum. We know during the 7 days of preparation of the Mishkan, Moshe put up the Mishkan, he took down the Mishkan. During those 7 days, he served as the Kohen Gadol. Asks these people, they asked Marukva, what did he wear? We know Aaron, if you look at Rashi to explain the question a little bit further, Rashi says six lines up, B'mashimesh Moshe, Dilu ba'aron k'siv b'gdei kuna. It says explicitly Aaron wore the b'gdei kuna. V'libashim shebishah shaya Moshe. So they wore the b'gdei kuna. But when it came to shebishah shaya Moshe over it, Aaron had lavush b'gdei kuna. U'vavodah the Moshe g'zeh sakasavu. U'b'gdei kuna lo matzino ba. We know Moshe Rabbeinu did the avoda. There's a g'zeh kasa that he did the avoda. But it doesn't say what he wore. It said Aaron wore b'gdei kuna. But what did Moshe wear? Mistama ein hadavar kasha shaya over bigad the shachol shiotze ben l'shuk. It doesn't make sense for him to wear regular street clothing. So what did he wear? If he wore big day kuna, the pasuk should have said he wore big day kuna. So this is the third question they asked him in lohavet biyadi. He did not know the answer. He did not know the answer about tainus l'shaos. He didn't know the answer about the kankanim shonachim, and he didn't know the answer to what mashimesh Moshe kol shivasi mi'amalun. And so azav ashal bebe mejaja. They went to the base medrash to ask the person learning in the base medrash, do you know the answer to these questions? And amrle, they said to him, yes. Hilchasa misanim l'shaos, you can. We accept a partial tainus. U mispalim tfilas tainus, and you would say the tfil of anenu.
mutar. And after 12 months, we have this klal. After 12 months, we assume any treif that may have been there becomes a pogum and would be allowed. There's a het to be used in different cases when it certainly comes to hefsid mamon, this is something that we rely on. And b'mashimish Moshe called shivashim amaluim b'chalak lovin. He wore his white clothing, white big day kuna. And Rav Kana adds on masli b'chalak lovin shein lo imra. But there's no like lip. There's no hem to the big day lovin. And Maral explained because even though Moshe Rabbeinu wore some type of big day lovin that was like the big day kuna of the Aaron HaKohen, there must have been a drop lower of Aaron himself. I mean, Aaron had more chash of big day lovin than Moshe Rabbeinu, so the difference was that Moshe did not have this hem going around, while Aaron did have this hem going around. So let me quickly recap what we did today. We started talking about the person's requirement of having to be marv atzmo b'shas ravo, and a person who starves himself will be protected from any strange misa mishuna. Then the Isser of Shemesh during Shas Ravon. Then we discussed the requirements of a person having to be Shari, Bitar, with the rest of the Tzibor. Those who don't will die. Those who don't will have terrible Averos, and so on and so forth. We spoke about how Kadosh Baruch Hu gives Schar to Tzadikim in the Olam Haba. He gives Schar to Rasham in the Olam Hazeh. And then the Machlok is about whether a person who is a Nazir, is he a Kadosh, or is he considered a Chote? And that will indicate whether or not a person is Yoshiva Tainus, if he's a Kadosh, or if he's a Chote, explaining back and forth the different terms in the Pasuk. And then we had to steer whether Rabbi Elazar holds this way, because one point we said he is called a Kadosh, HaYoshiva Tainus, but then we called him a Chote. Which one is it? The Gemara says, one who's able to fast, who's able to, he's called a Kadosh. One who's not able to fast, when he eats, he's called a Kadosh as well. Rish Lakish called the person a chassid for fasting. And then we said that the only time Tzibur in Bava was Tisha B'Ava, and the Talmud Chacham should not fast because it's Mimait, his Melechas Shemaim. And then finally we had this discussion about a Yochid who's Makabal Tainus, so he's able to eat the whole night and fast the next day. But then the Tainus Lashos, can he then the following day, if he continues to fast, can he say Neinu? What we said, Tainus Lashos is a Tainus, and you say Neinu, but if a person wasn't Makabal it, then that's called a Tainus. And then the question about the Kankan, 12 months afterwards is mutter, and Moshe was mishamesh shimesh mishkan with the big day lavan, but a chalak she'ein lo imra. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody, have a wonderful day.